It's a battle of the winning versus the winless. The Broncos and the Lions. Can Peyton pass another test on the road?
Throws one. He's got a touchdown! Touchdown, Denver Emmanuel Sanders!
And will the running game finally find their wheels in the Motor City?
Broncos 03, 1-2-3, Bronco!
For answers to those questions and more, Inside the Zone with Coach Kubiak starts right now.
Welcome to In the Zone with Head Coach Gary Kubiak. All right, Coach, the great Bill Parcells once said, you are what your record says you are. Right now, the Denver Broncos are 2-0, so let's start there. You're off to a good start.
Yeah, that's all they let us play up to this point, you know, but we've got another big one this week. And, you know, one thing about this league, every week you're just trying to find a way to win. You know, what's it take to win this football game? And you never know, but as a team, when you feel like you can do it a lot of ways, that's a good thing.
Your offensive captain, Peyton Manning, kind of echoing those thoughts, again telling the media to kind of relax a little bit. We are a 2-0 team, and again, it is still early in the season.
On the outside, I mean, you know, the world's falling down for a team that's 0-2, and I mean, it seems like it's falling down here, and we're 2-0. So I can assure you that there's no panic.
Not hitting the panic button is Peyton Manning. I know you're not. You're not either. Sometimes these things just take a little bit of time, right?
Well,
I mean, in terms of speaking about the offense.
You know, they don't give anything out after 2 weeks in this league. You know, there's a lot of things going on, a lot of good and things not so good. But it's a marathon. You know, it's a long, hard season. And we got a lot of good things going on right now. Offensively, we got a lot of things we got to get better at. We did improve on some things in week two, you know, going 80 yards in Arrowhead with the game on the line. That's pretty good. So we'll stay positive, and I believe in our people. I believe in the people that are coaching it and doing it, and we'll keep battling and expect to get better.
The first day you took this job, you told me that one of your biggest jobs was to make sure that you're putting the right players in the proper positions so that they can excel and be the best they can be. But again, talking about taking time, that is a process.
Well, no, that's what you're always trying to do as a coach, you know, and whether you're Wade trying to put the defensive guys in position to rush or whatever, or whether you're an offensive guy trying to get somebody a touch on the football. But it gets back to being a team. You don't know who's going to be called on to make the big play, to make the big catch, to make the big run. You never know. And you always operate as a football team and expecting everybody to do their job.
Offensive line. We spent a couple days here really trying to dig into that offensive line and figure out what improvements need to be made.
Well, we just got to continue to battle with what we're doing. I think we understand there's some new pieces in place. They're playing hard. They are doing some good things. But everybody wants it to be perfect. And I do too. You know, that's the way, and they do too. And they're working that way. So I'm really proud of how hard they're working. But we also all understand how much better we have to get. And I'm excited to see how much better we can get.
I know you're a big believer the games are won and lost in the trenches, but the running game itself right now maybe not good enough. C.J. Anderson, a little over 50 yards rushing through two games. We'll hear from C.J. now about what he thinks he needs to do to kind of get going.
My mom had to call me and say, you know, you're just not having fun. I said, you know what, you're right. So you're absolutely right. So we're going to change that. I mean, I had a great day today out there on the field. I was laughing, being myself, joking around, and I'm just getting back to that.
Can it be that simple, just relaxing?
I think all players are different, but I know winning is fun, you know, and having success is fun. So, hey, CJ's working his tail off. You know, we got to help him. We got to get him some more space. And every now and then when the space isn't there, he needs to go create some space. So we all got a job to do, and he's working his tail off to do his.
All this talk about offense maybe sputtering a little bit early on, but your guys' defense right now, of course, right up the top of the NFL. Is that one of those sort of like hands-off, I want to make sure we don't do anything to kind of mess that up right now because it's about as good as it can be?
No, I mean, you could see it through the course of the offseason. You could see it through the course of camp. I mean, we're very deep, very talented, and the guys have, you know, just playing extremely well. At the same time, it's a long season, so we just got to stay focused. You know, one thing about this business, when it's good, you still need to go the next week. And if it's not good, you got to go the next week. So keeping the blinders on, staying focused on the ultimate goal is the key.
All right, we'll be back with Coach Kubiak in just a little bit as he will break down the Detroit Lions. But for now, let's go back to studio where Raul is standing by with this week's Behind Enemy Lines.
Thanks, Nick. Now, when you think of Detroit, you think of names like Calvin Johnson, a.k.a. Megatron, and Matthew Stafford. But in today's edition of Behind Enemy Lines, we introduce you to the fantasy sleeper who hopes to make a name for himself. Ameer Abdullah is a rookie out of Nebraska and has been a bright spot for the Lions' run game. He averages 4.5 yards a carry to lead the team. Now, the second-round pick has also been a threat in the receiving game with 5 catches for 54 yards out of the backfield. Abdullah's 112 yards from scrimmage land him second on the Lions, only 10 yards behind Johnson. And, of course, for the second straight week, the stop of the game brought to you by the Colorado Quit Line goes out to the Broncos defense and the big play they made at the end of the game at Kansas City. We can't see this play enough. Brandon Marshall stripping Jamal Charles, Bradley Roby picking it up, taking it to the house. That touchdown right there improved the Broncos record to 2-0. In the Zone with Coach Kubiak is far from done. Up next, it's our player profile. Nick sits down with Broncos wide receiver Demaryius Thomas. What he has to say about facing a desperate Lions team, and will this be the week we see the offense break out? And in this week's This Is Broncos Country, it's all about Friday Night Lights. A couple of the pros volunteer their time and give back to a couple of local high schools. Cammie Carmen has that story coming up.